Well, good morning, church. Good morning to each and every one of you. So good to see you here this morning and for braving the cold and coming out together to worship our great God. It's so good to see you and happy new year to each and every one of you. Do you know, I haven't seen some of you since last year. Happy new year. We're in a new year and we're looking forward to this year and to all that God would allow us to do for his glory as a church. And today we are talking about vision, and we're going to have some real fun this morning as we have a practical task of making vision boards together. So I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment. But before we go any further, I would like you to fix your attention to the screen, and we're going to watch a short video about this new year and about the Lord making all things new. So over to the AV team.
Can take here and
you've never been introduced to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then I would like to lovingly encourage each of you, if you're here today, that we serve a God who can make all things new. And if you do know him for yourself, and you've been following him and serving him for a period of time, then I want to encourage you as well today that we serve a God who can make all things new. Whatever situation you find yourself in this life, whatever challenges are before you, whatever was challenging for you last year, I'm here to encourage you this morning that we serve a God who has the ability and the power to make all things new. And this new year, I pray this morning that God will reveal to you before you leave what that new thing is for you. What is that new thing for you? What is he saying for you and for your family? What is he calling you to do this year? What is the new thing he's asking you to start? Or what maybe is the Lord saying that you should stop doing? We serve a God who's able to make all things new. I want to call your attention to our focus scripture this morning, and it's from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. If we can cue that on the screen. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. And we're going to read it first in the King James Version, and then we're going to read it in the Message. Can we read this together? One, two, three. Where there is no vision, the people perish. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Can we now cue that in the Message rendering? Let's read together. One, two, three. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over the place. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. If people can't see what God is doing, then we will stumble all over the place. But we serve a God, church, that doesn't want to hide himself from us, but he wants to reveal himself to us. He wants us to receive from him a vision from heaven, a vision for our lives, and a vision for the church, a vision of hope, a vision of joy, and a vision of peace that comes through Jesus Christ. As we come to a time of prayer, I would like you to think about something in your life that you know is your new thing this year. What is that new thing that God is speaking to you? Be open to receive from him today, and then I'm going to pray for us corporately. But let's just in silence, let's think about that new thing. What is God saying to us for this year? Father, we thank you so much that you are a God of vision. You are a God of purpose. And you are a God that does all things well. You are perfect in all of your ways. And we thank you for the perfect, glorious light of the good news of Jesus Christ, that we have a firm foundation and we have a firm vision, that we are bought with a price, bought with the precious blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have called and you have prepared your church for action, to be a beacon of light, a light that shines in the darkness. We are not a people that have no vision. We are not a people that does not know where we are going, but we are a people that has a vision from you. And Lord, we thank you that you speak to us and you guide us with your perfect light. And this morning, as we worship you, as we praise your name, we pray that you will continue to reveal your perfect plan for each and every one of us, both individually in our lives, but also collectively as a church. Lord, we need your vision. We don't want to stumble all over the place and stumble in the dark, but we want to be led by your light and led by your Spirit. So Lord, as we worship you now, we pray that you would receive all of the glory. Would you forgive us of our sins and our trespasses? Would you call us into your presence now so that we can see you high and lifted up? To you be the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 We are going to come to a time of song worship. And the first song that we have to sing together this morning is none other than Praise is Rising. We believe that this year that hearts are going to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're able to stand with us, please do. If you'd like to remain seated, that's absolutely fine, as we sing together Praise is Rising. Thank you. in the presence of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Why don't a few of us now just lift up the name that's above every other name, give him praise for who he is, for he is God alone, and beside him there is no other. Let's worship him now. Yes, Lord. So, Father, fill your church. Fill our hearts with your presence. We long for you. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Please do take your seats as we just bask in the presence of Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we've come, church, to, as we continue in the vein of worship, a very important time of our service where we extend our thoughts and our prayers to those who have the joy of celebrating a birthday. So I'm going to ask that important question in our church. Is there any of our children and young people here today who've had the joy of celebrating a birthday either today or the past week or the week to come? Any of our young people or children here today celebrating a birthday in the first around the first week of the year? Brian? Children of the Lord. Happy birthday, Brian. Well, I'm sure you don't want to come up to the birthday box, but we can sing happy birthday to Brian. Let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. All right. Well, today, our children and our young people are going to be staying in the service because we're going to be having a practical session this morning as we make vision boards for this year. And I'm going to explain in just a moment about what it entails and what we should be doing. But before I do that, just an announcement to all the children and for the parents especially. If you can allow your children now to come up to the front. So for the young children in Ignite, in the Ignite groups, please come forward and they're going to take their seats at the front here. There are tables prepared for all the children in the Ignite groups. And there are youth leaders here to help you. Yes. While the children are coming, we're going to have a quick notice now from Louisa. She's going to share about the upcoming youth band dates.
Okay. Morning, everybody. So this Thursday we've got our first youth band for the year. It's running from 6 till 7, slightly shorter than last year, so that we can stay more focused and not need a break. We'd just like to say it's open to all the youth. Anyone can come along. You don't have to be massively musically talented. I mean, I just sing. I don't play an instrument, I just sing. So any of the youth who would like to come would really enjoy having you there. And yeah, hopefully see you Thursday.
Thank you, Louisa. So all of the young people, please avail yourself to that opportunity for the youth band. It's a great way to learn instruments and to be a part of a band and to worship God together. Amen. All right, so the children have taken their seats. We're all set. Right, we're going to fix our attentions to the screen now. We're going to watch a short video clip and then I'll talk more about it.
Father is waiting. Do you see him?
I don't see anything.
Kola Selama, look closer. You see? lives in you. Simba. Simba, you must take your place in the circle of life.
I can't.
You must remember who you are, the one true king.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to be like you.
As king, I was most proud of one thing, having you as my son.
That was a long time ago.
No, Simba. That is forever.
Please, don't leave me again.
I never left you. I never will. Remember who you are. So, I ask again, who are you?
I am Simba, son of Mufasa.
Remember who you are. Can we say that together? Remember who you are. Are there any Lion King fans in the house like me? Put your hands up. Without doubt, one of the greatest, greatest movies. And what I love about The Lion King is there's so much symmetry with The Lion King and all of us. Because just like Simba, who was called by his father Mufasa in that lineage to be the king of Pride Rock, he had a plan, a purpose, and a vision for his life. But as you know, for those who've watched The Lion King, you'll know that something went wrong in Simba's life. As a young cub, things in life began to get topsy-turvy and he lost his way. And as he lost his way, children and adults, he decided, since I'm lost and I can't see a clear picture ahead of me anymore, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna run away. I'm going to run away from my purpose. I'm going to run away from my vision. I'm going to run away from the plan that my father had for me. Because if I run away, then that means I can hide. I can avoid doing the plan of my father. It's easier that way, to just run away. Drop everything and forget about the plan of my father. But what I love about that clip is Simba was able to have a conversation again with his father in heaven. And his father was able to speak to him and say, "Remember, Simba, who you are." Remember your vision. You have been called to be the next king of Pride Rock. And I know that life has become complicated for you. And you've run away and you've met Timon and Pumbaa. And now you're saying, Hakuna Matata. But I don't want you to forget the vision. There is a vision that was spoken over your life that you will be the king of Pride Rock. And in all of our lives, church, there are times when we stray away from the will and the purpose of our Heavenly Father. He has given us vision and direction and a plan and a purpose. But sometimes we get off track and we head in a different direction that is opposed to the will of our Heavenly Father. And that's exactly what happened here in this text. The nation of Judah had got to a point where they had lost sight of their vision. And God wanted them to understand that I have a vision and a plan for your life. A perfect plan for you. And I don't want you to walk around lost, not knowing where you are going. You know, sometimes as a man, if we're honest, even when I'm driving, there are times when you know that you don't know where you're going, but because you want to save face and you want to, you know, look like you're in control, you kind of keep things moving and you just try and figure it out as you go along and hope and pray that your wife next to you or those in the car with you won't figure it out. But sometimes you can sense there's an unease in those beside you. Do you know where you're going? Are you lost? Because none of us like to admit that we're lost. None of us like to admit that we don't know where we are going or where we are heading. But the word of the Lord is clear to us this morning that where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Now, it doesn't mean here that where there is no vision, the people will die physically. But what it means is without a vision from God, then we won't know where we are going spiritually in our lives. We won't have an aim. We won't have any direction. But this morning, as we make our vision boards for this year, I want us as a church family to pray together and to put down on paper a clear direction for this year that we believe God is speaking in our lives so that we don't have to go throughout this year wondering, where am I going? But we can make these vision boards and we're going to pray together collectively as a church over the vision boards. And then we're going to be able to hold each other accountable this year for the vision boards and for the goals that we put down on paper so that we can keep each other on course. Do you know where you're going this year? Do you know what direction to turn this year? Are you just going to wing it and just take each day as it comes? And go about this year just living aimlessly without no vision and purpose? Or are you going to be like Simba and remember who you are and go back home to your purpose and to your vision? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for bringing us into a new year. And just like Simba, we know who we are because you have called us to be your children, called us to be your church. And we thank you that we don't have to go throughout this year without a vision and a purpose. But Lord, you have given us a clear picture. A picture of what you want us to do. What you want us to be. What you want us to accomplish. And just like Simba, as we head back to the place of purpose and vision for our lives, we pray that you would give us wisdom now. Wisdom even for the children, our young people, and the adults, that Lord, as we make our vision boards together, that we would put everything down on paper that you want us to put down. And Lord, there even may be things that we put down in just a moment that may not be in your perfect will. But we pray that you would have that divine privilege to erase anything that's not in your perfect will for our lives, because we want to do what thus saith the Lord. So give us wisdom and give us your grace now as we create these vision boards for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, so we're going to now make our vision boards together. And if we can put up on the screen the slide there, hope it's not too faint. But you can see here are some suggestions for you. You don't have to follow this, but you can make your own one. But here are just some suggestions of headers for your vision board this year. So you can either, and for any of the adults, if you don't want to, you know, create a vision board by using pictures and so forth, that's absolutely fine. But what you can do, you can just write down your goals for the year under the various headings. So for example, the first one there is spiritual. What is your spiritual vision for this year? Maybe you want to pray more this year, study the Word of God. Maybe you need to join a house group this year and be committed to a house group this year, or more Bible study this year. You put down there the spiritual goals for the year. And then there's family or relational goals. What is your vision for your family, for the family unit? And then educational, for any of our young people or even adults, if you have educational goals this year, things that you want to do this year educationally. And then health and fitness. I know for myself this year, I got some goals this year for my health and fitness. And you could put down your plans for the year for health and fitness. And then finance and savings. Maybe you want to make some savings this year and save those pennies, children. Yeah? You going to save your pocket money? Yeah. And then maybe holidays, places to visit this year. Maybe there's a destination that you want to visit this year. And it may be hobbies. What are your hobbies that you enjoy doing? What are some of your goals for your hobbies? Or maybe personal growth. What are some of the things that personally you want to see growth in this year? So those are just some examples, but there may be other headers that you would like to do. So we're going to make these vision boards now. Our children are going to create vision boards. There are loads of props there and things you can use, magazines and so forth. And for the church, adults, you can write your goals. There are pens and paper all around the church. There are stations upstairs as well. So you can go ahead and feel free to move around and talk and engage with each other. We want this to be interactive. And then after we finish making our boards, we're going to do this for about 20 minutes or so. Then we're going to come back together, and then we're going to pray and ask God's blessing over all of the vision boards and goals that we put down this year. Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Amen. So also on the screen, as you're making your goals and your visions, there'll be some scriptures that will appear on the screen. They're going to be on loop. There'll be various scriptures that will flow on the screen. So if there's any on the scriptures that hit out to you, you can just make a note of those scriptures. There are about 20 verses or so that you can make a note of, and then that can help you to make your vision board. So have fun, enjoy, talk with one another, and have a good time, and then we'll come back and pray together.
Make sure to get
So there are tables upstairs as well for those of you on the balcony. There are ample resources upstairs. To use your mobile phones as well. If you want to use your phones, please feel free to use your phones.
Yeah.
one suggestion here. More group evangelism in our town. So we've got people taking part online as well with us.
Say that.
Thank you.
We've got one here from Kendra, done a really good one. Kendra's got, this year she would like to go camping. She would like to, this year, get over her fear of heights. She would like to save more money.
Yes.
To get good grades.
Yes.
And read the Bible more. Yeah. Well done, Kendra. And there's some wonderful ones here. Excellent. I'm going to read some more. Well done. Okay, so we've got one here from one of our adults. This is from Sula. Spiritual goals, daily devotional this year. You do it started already. Study the Bible more. Educational goals. Want to attend a conference and finish your RCT. Family, spend quality time together. And of course, with baby Olivia.
Oh.
Oh.
That's the question.
It's a vision.
It's a vision.
Vision for more.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You got one? I'm going to read your one next. Finance. Don't get into debt. Remortgage. Health. Lose weight. Get healthy. Holidays. You want to go on holiday in August?
Yes.
Good. Visit family. Go to another country. Do some sightseeing. And hobbies. Wants to read. Read a book. Yeah, good. Let's give Sula a hand. Really good. Well done, Sula. Okay, we've got Josh here. Josh has put down Bible study, wants to study the Bible more this year, wants to pray more this year, wants to play basketball. Yeah, cycling as well, wants to cycle, his computer games, and wants to go on public transport. Ah, you want to take the train?
Yeah.
Ah, good. Let's give Josh a hand. Well done, Josh. Right, I'm going to ask that we start to wrap up and try and finish our boards. If you're not able to finish right now, you can take them home, and you can finish them at home. So I'll give you just a couple more minutes, and then we're going to round up. David.
Thank you.
I love this one from young David. He says he wants to let the Lord use him. He wants the Lord to use him this year. That's a wonderful, wonderful vision for the Lord to use you. I believe he's going to use you this year. Amen.
Wow.
Gymnastics. Wow. Yeah, gymnastics. Excellent. Really good. All right. What I'd like us to do now, all the children at the front, I want you to get your papers. I want you to hold them up. And then all the adults, if you've taken part, if you've put something down on paper or if you've used your phone, just hold your phone up or your paper. And we're going to commit them to the Lord in prayer and ask God's blessing on all of these vision boards for his glory and for his honor. In fact, I'm going to put one of our deacons on the spot, Kuda. I'm going to ask you to come on up. And Kuda's going to pray God's blessing upon all of these vision boards and ask the Lord just to use them for his glory. Thank you, Kuda.
Heavenly Lord, we glorify and honor you right now. And we thank you, Lord, for the vision you have given each and every one of these people that have taken part. And for those that are going to do it at home, mighty God, we pray your blessings over them, that they would take the time to listen to you, that with their very souls they will hear your heart's desire, your yes. heart's cry for us as individual, us as a church, and us as a community. That mighty God, as we have put these things down on paper, Father, we pray that you would make them true.
Yes, Lord.
Because you're a God who created everything from nothing.
Yes.
And Lord, even though it is a hard vision for us, we pray that you would help us to open our eyes, to see our lives the way you see it, to see the vision the way you see it. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to run with it.
Yes.
That we would share with other people, and we would be accountable for
yes.
it.
Yes.
That we would put the effort, the time, the resources into it that is needed.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty God, this is not a small thing. You have asked us to do it as a church and as a family. We pray, oh Lord God, that we would encourage each other, Lord, in this vision, in what you want us to do.
Yes,
help us to see it and make it plain. Help us to run with it. And Father, we pray your Holy Spirit to touch every person here today. If they don't have a vision, that they will have a vision.
Yes.
For those that have a vision, we pray that you would put your super into the natural that we have.
Yes.
So that we can see a supernatural 2024. Thank you for all the children, oh Lord, who have challenged us adults with their wisdom and their amazing vision, Lord, that you have given them. Help us to support them, O Lord, in everything they want to achieve, in everything you want to achieve, in and through them, that we would work with them as a church and as adults supporting them. The mighty God, it will indeed come to pass that we will come back and testify that which we wrote down on that day, Lord, it has come to pass. We pray, oh Lord God, that you will help us to have unbelievable visions.
Yes.
Visions we can't even see, we can't even work out, we can't even imagine how they will come to pass. And when we see it, oh Lord, we will give all the glory, all the honor back to you. And say, God has done it for me. And we will come back here to testify and glorify your name and say, be encouraged if people don't have their vision realized, to say, be encouraged that mine has come to pass and God is no respecter of persons. If he has done it for me, he can do it for you. Thank you for these visions, O Lord God. We pray your blessings over them, and we pray that you help us as we see them come into pass, that we will honor you with our words and we will tell others. Blessed be your name, O God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Kuda. Before we sing our final song, I just want to just make two invitations at this time. The first, I've been noticing and reading your wonderful vision boards, and under the spiritual goals for this year, I can notice a lot of you have been putting down, I want to pray more this year. I want to study the Bible more this year. And yesterday with our leadership team, we analyzed and looked at, you know, what we're doing in terms of discipleship as a church. And we really want to encourage everyone to get involved more in prayer as a church, and also with our house groups. We would love to see more house groups started this year. So if you would like to respond to the vision and respond to the call this year to maybe host a house group this year, even if you don't want to lead the house group, but you can just offer your home to host a house group, and then we can assign another leader for you, then please do speak to me after the service. We would love to be able to start more house groups this year. So if you've been thinking about that, maybe you can just be a host and provide a home this year. Or even if you want to use the church premises, we'll find time and a slot for you. We want to start more house groups for God's glory this year. And if you're not yet involved in a house group, let me encourage you, get involved with a house group. Again, come and speak to me after the service, and I'll be able to share more about house groups. And also prayer. We're going to be sharing more with you as a church at the members' meeting about what we're going to be doing this year in terms of new opportunities for prayer. But I'm really excited about what the Lord will have us to do this year as a church. Are you excited like me? Yes. I really am. God is going to do great things amongst us. And finally, my final invitation before we sing our final song. It's the first Sunday of a brand new year. And as we've been talking about vision today, the ultimate vision is for humanity to be saved. That is the ultimate vision for humanity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. And if you're here today on the first Sunday of a new year and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ as yet, then I would love to encourage you today to make that decision to embrace the love of God for yourself. Jesus Christ came into this world. He died on the cross for our sins so that we can have the forgiveness of our sins. But he did not stay buried in that tomb. But on the third day, he rose with all power in his hands. And now we can walk in the newness of life to serve the risen Lord Jesus Christ. If you are here today, yeah. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Amen. Absolutely. God is good. Thank you, David. Thank you so much for sharing that testimony with us. God is a God that can make all things new. And I want to invite anyone today, if you're here today, you've not given your life to Jesus, today on the first Sunday of the year, you can start a vibrant new relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're here today and you want to raise your hand and say, Nathan, I want to give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to know more about him. I want to give my life to him. Or maybe you're here, you are a believer, but you've not yet been baptized by full immersion. And you want to start the year off right, and you want to get baptized as the Lord commanded in the scriptures. I want you to raise your hand if that fits you this morning. Yeah. Martin, you want to be baptized and give your life to Christ? Thank God for Martin. Praise God for you. Praise God for you, Martin. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else? Oh, praise God. Pray behind me. Oh, Louisa, you want to be baptized? Wow, praise God, wow. Isn't God good? Louisa and Martin want to be baptized, and they've made that decision on the first Sunday of a brand new year. To God be the glory. We're going to stand and sing our final song together. Please do join us afterwards for teas and coffees in the church lounge and a chance to fellowship some more. And the final song we're going to sing is This Is Amazing Grace. Oh yes, kids, please do return now to your parents. Please return to your parents. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so, so much for your participation in the service today. It's so good to have Kieran and Savannah. Kieran and Savannah, you joined us on our Carols by Candlelight service. They came for the first time, and they've just been enjoying coming to SBC. We're so glad to have you, and feel so welcome. You feel so welcome. Let's go to our God in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for all that we have, Lord, felt in our hearts this morning. And we thank you so much for Martin and for Louisa for responding to the call that they want to be baptized in your name. We thank you so much for speaking vision into our lives and for your church. And Lord, as we prepare now to leave this place, but never depart from your presence until we meet again, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Happy New Year to you all. God bless you. Should we do This Is Amazing? Yeah, This Is Amazing.